They're both former opposition leaders, they're both former defence ministers, and now they've both been appointed to key diplomatic posts. It came as a surprise to almost no one when the Prime Minister today announced Kim Beazley as Australia's next ambassador to the United States. But the appointment of Brendan Nelson as the ambassador to the European Communities, Belgium and Luxembourg certainly wasn't expected. Just yesterday, in his farewell speech to Parliament, Dr. Nelson was arguing against the government's emissions trading scheme. Now he'll be heading overseas to advocate the government's position. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
When Kevin Rudd emerged for a press conference from his Parliament House office in Canberra this morning, he had Kim Beazley and Brendan Nelson by his side.
These two men have represented Australia at the highest level. Both have been defence ministers in the cabinet, both have led their parties, and both have earned the respect and the trust of the Australian people.
It was clear what Kim Beazley was doing there. It's been widely tipped that he'd be appointed Australia's next ambassador to the United States, and the Prime Minister went on to confirm that.
There are very few people in this country who know the US better than Kim Beazley. There are very few people in this country who are more respected in the United States than Kim Beazley.
In 2006, Kim Beazley was dumped as opposition leader in favour of Kevin Rudd and left politics in 2007. Mr Rudd's now giving him something back, and Mr Beazley could hardly stop smiling.
I can't think of anything that I would rather do.
Kim Beazley is well known for his knowledge of American history and politics. He'll take over from Dennis Richardson, who's coming home to head up the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. It's seen as a plum diplomatic post, but Mr Beazley says it won't be easy.
This is just about the toughest ambassadorial job that we have. China, I suppose, is up there with it. And it is a complex one. You're addressing a multiplicity of constituencies in the United States, and they don't all agree. I had not realised until this morning that Brendan was about to join me, and I do congratulate him.
Few others realised it either. Less than 24 hours earlier, Brendan Nelson delivered his valedictory speech to the Parliament, and on ABC television last night, he was asked what he'd be doing next.
I don't know, but I hope it'll be something worthwhile.
By this morning, his future had been mapped out.
Today I'll also be asking the Governor-General to approve the appointment of Brendan Nelson as Australia's next ambassador to the European Communities, as Australia's representative to the North Atlantic Treaty Organisation, as Australia's special representative to the World Health Organisation, and as Australia's ambassador to Belgium and Luxembourg.
Earlier in the year, when I announced that I wouldn't recontest the next election, I had a cup of tea and a conversation with the Prime Minister about a range of things in his office, and he asked me, when I do leave, would I be interested in or prepared in some way to serve Australia, and I said, well, yes, I would.
Australia's role in Afghanistan will be one of the main issues Dr. Nelson will deal with when he takes up the post in Brussels. And emissions trading is also vital. The EU already has the largest ETS in the world. But in his last political speech yesterday, Dr. Nelson was still arguing against the coalition passing the government's ETS bill.
Why introduce the biggest change to the economic architecture in this nation, in my lifetime, for no environmental gain in the absence of a global agreement?
But Brendan Nelson says as ambassador, he'll only be advocating the government's position.
My job obviously will be to represent Australia's interests and the priorities of the Australian government and to prosecute the position of the Australian government.
John Connor from the Climate Institute says he's not too worried.
Well, I think he now has some clear responsibilities, and I would be imagining that those responsibilities would be tightly defined. So the unhelpful contributions of Brendan Nelson whilst he was indeed opposition leader and subsequent, I think will be tightly constrained.
Kevin Rudd is confident that Dr. Nelson will serve the government well.
There is something called the national interest, which, though we are tribal beasts at one level in terms of where we come from politically, in our more sober moments, we realise that these national interests transcend our engagement in the trench warfare of national politics.
Kim Beazley and Brendan Nelson will take up their posts in February next year, and the Prime Minister was asked what he had in mind for the former Treasurer, Peter Costello, who's also announced he's retiring.
Cup of tea, a Bex, a quick lie down.
The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, ending Samantha Hawley's report.